we're going to explore how AI is quietly but powerfully transforming the jobs of technicians. Those technicians that are usually left out of tech conversations, but not today. From predicting which tools and which parts are needed before anyone even arrives on site, to automating the post-job wrap-up, today we're going to unpack how agentic AI is streamlining every step of the process. So whether you work in field service or simply want to understand how AI can improve real-world efficiency, today's episode should connect the dots between digital workflows and physical work. And there's also been some pretty big announcements at Knowledge 25, so I want to find out more about some of that too. But the big question is, how far can AI go in making jobs less stressful, more efficient, and even more rewarding for the people on the ground? Well, it's time for me to officially introduce you to the man with all the answers. So a massive warm welcome to the show. Can you tell everyone listening a little about who you are and what you do?
Well, thank you for having me. My name is Bulent Çınarkaya. I'm the GM of Field Service Management at ServiceNow. What we do, we provide field service management application to organizations that provide services at their customer location. So it's mission critical for them, sending the right resource to the right location with the right skills and the right time so they can address whatever the service issue might be is mission critical. So we help organizations to achieve this goal.
And one of the things I try and do on this podcast every day, one of the reasons I've invited you here to join me today, is get people thinking differently about how technology is impacting our life, our work, and even world, and often in areas you don't associate with technology. And I think I'm fairly safe in assuming that when you think of field service, it isn't what people automatically expect or associate cutting-edge AI with. So how would you explain how that's changing in 2025 and what's possible for technicians that just wasn't available a few years ago?
I agree. Your observation is related to what you see. So the technician is at your location, provide you services, and you might not be seeing much of the AI impact. But in reality, field service organizations are one of the most innovative organizations. They've been using AI for a long time, but behind the scenes. So they've been using AI to get the technician to the customer location in a most effective way. It's about scheduling and dispatching. Unfortunately, up until recently, you know, when the technician gets there in a most effective way, they're left alone. There isn't much help. So that is the part really changing. We can really help technicians at the customer location because, let's be honest, they're under stress. They're trying to address a problem potentially. The last thing they want is to search for information, manually enter information. So this is where agentic AI and generative AI is really helping them, you know, summarizing knowledge articles, summarizing contracts, what's the obligations with the customer, or even before getting in front of customers, seeing customer briefings. And when they wrap up the job, you know, summarizing what's been done, because everything is in the system as well. So this is a time saver. We're seeing this more and more from multiple vendors also coming into play.
And it is such a huge problem that you're talking about solving here. And one of the things that put you guys on my radar is when ServiceNow was talking about agentic AI helping technicians predict what they'll need before they even arrive on site. So can you walk me through how that works in practice? I think there'll be field engineers listening all over the world that have been in that exact predicament, and they get there and they haven't got the right part, etc. So tell me about how this works.
Let's categorize service types or the way you provide service into three categories. The first one is reactive. So the reactive service means, you know, the service is down or the asset is broken and customer knows about it and you know about it. So you're reactively in front of customer and trying to fix the problem as soon as you can. The second category is more proactive service. It could be the fact that, you know, let's give an example. When we buy a car, we have the scheduled maintenance. Every 5,000 miles, you need to change the oil. Every 10,000 miles, do this. So whether it's a time interval or the usage, you're proactively servicing the assets or providing service to the customers. Nothing is broken, but you're proactively providing that. Or it could be the fact that, you know, customer is not aware maybe the service is broken because your relationship with other customers, you're proactively going and addressing this customer as well, along with maybe many other customers. And the last category is the predictive service. So obviously this is like based on historical data, based on AI, you're predicting in a given time frame, this asset is going to break and let's go service it. So it's a little bit art and science, of course. You don't want to be predictively going and replacing things that maybe not needed replacing. But on the other hand, you don't want to be in reactive mode always either. It's not the best way of servicing customers. So AI can help, agentic AI can help in all these categories, whether it's reading from IoT, the signal, and taking actions based on that telemetry, or in the case of proactive service, managing the communication. So you learn from one customer, but you need to communicate to broader audience. How do you manage this communication? And the predictive and the reactive one, as I mentioned in the previous question, you know, helping technicians at the customer location. They're under stress. So let's help them to guide them to find the resolution, not let them search for information or call their colleagues for help. So this is how it's helping.
Incredibly cool. And I think when, especially in big businesses, when we talk about automation, it's often seen through the lens of cost saving. But in this case, what excites me is it's actually about giving technicians instant access to the right tools, the right parts, the right knowledge when they need it. So I'm curious, how is this changing the way that they work and ultimately the experience for the customer on the other side of this too?
Well, let's be honest, cost savings is a main component and is always going to be the main component. But all these business drivers are interconnected. It requires a delicate balance. So basically, all field service organizations are trying to do is contribute the cost and profit margins while keeping your employees and customers happy. So depending on your journey, where you are, you put different emphasis on different business drivers. In this, of course, when we think about the customer experience point of view, our customer, you know, customers have many different options and choices in terms of picking the right vendor providing services for them. If they're not happy, they're just going to switch to go to a different vendor providing similar service. From technician point of view, there is a labor shortage, global labor shortage, and started during the pandemic time. When we look at the existing organization, big percentage of their labor is approaching retirement age. So if you think about it, this is a big problem because the veterans with 30-year experience, they're approaching retirement. And when you hire new employees, big majority of them, Gen Z, and they're looking this opportunity as a 3-year maximum career opportunity. So you have 3 years to convince them to stay with you and also educate. In the meantime, you're trying to keep the service levels as good as, you know, 30-year veteran. Providing this. This is really where AI can help. If you think from educational perspective, so we always explain your brain has two systems, system one and system two. System one is the autonomous part, doesn't need to think, immediately taps into, you know, pattern database and find the answer and does things. So that's 30-year veterans. They built these patterns over the years so they can tap in and perform the service very easily. So where's lacking is the system two, which is your thinking brain, trial and error, creating these patterns. So if you think like chess masters, they created all these patterns. They don't even think about the move anymore. So this is where AI can help. AI can create the system two, the pattern database across enterprise so that your new employees can really tap in to system two from AI and perform the task as good as 30-year veteran.
And of course, task planning has also been a huge logistical challenge in field service. So what role do you see AI playing in reducing those common complaints of delays and inefficiencies? And I'm also curious, what kind of results are companies seeing from this? Because there is an increasing focus on the ROI of any AI or indeed any tech project right now.
Yeah, task planning is a major part of it. As I mentioned, it's all about sending the right resource to the right location at the right time. So they need to have the right parts. It's all about solving the problem at the first visit. You don't want to keep sending your resources for the same job multiple times. It goes back to cost. It goes back to customer satisfaction, employee satisfaction. So we've been, like other vendors, we've been working on schedule optimization for a long time. But now with the customers together, we're innovating and we're providing additional capabilities to take it next level. The one area we're looking at is every job has a cost and every job brings a value to the company. So rather than travel time and SLAs, now you can optimize your schedule based on cost and value. So you can add different weights on those and optimize it based on that. And going further, we traditionally said, okay, let's say copper installation takes 2 hours. Well, not for everyone. I'm sure there are technicians in your organization. Some of them can do it in 1.5 hours. So we're going to the resource level, saying that, okay, if we give this job to Joe, does in 1.5 hour, or Jane, 1 hour, 20 minutes, from cost and value perspective, which one is more effective? So that's bringing that to the schedule optimization as well. And appointment booking is also important. So for customers, picking the right time convenient for them is important, but from organizations, you want to optimize this as well. So now what we're doing in our schedule optimization and appointment booking, proactively recommending time slots if we have similar jobs around the customer, so that we can bundle these jobs and send one technician, and that's a cost saving for the organization and also helpful for the customers as well. So making sure they're going to get the service they want. So we talked about customers. Last week, we were at our knowledge conference. It was great, and I'm exhausted. Half of the team is on vacation this week in a good way. So together, for example, we presented with Bell Canada, which is the largest telecom in Canada. They have 11,000 technicians, high volume, appointment-based scheduling, and they would like to optimize their schedule in every second. So together, we're innovating. And if you step back and talk about overall ServiceNow perspective, we have customers like Coursera. They have 18% reduction on incident escalations. British Telecom, 33% reduction in mean time to resolve. And also as ServiceNow, we drink our own champagne as well. So we use AI, and across the board, 72% of customer support requests handled by agentic AI. IT side, 76% of them handled by agentic AI and self-service. So we see like 3 million hours freed up in HR, 20% developer productivity. Our engineers are using agentic AI to help them on the coding side. 25% productivity improvement on order management side of the business. So across the board, customers are enjoying it and they're seeing a lot of good results now.
And there were some huge, powerful stats that you mentioned there. And I think there will be a lot of business leaders that might have been sat on the fence, are starting to think seriously about this stuff now, but maybe have a few myths and misconceptions that have previously held them back. But as we record this in 2025, it is the third year now since generative AI first took the world by storm. And you've been working closely with customers as they implement these technologies right across the board. So what would you say are some of the most common challenges or some of those misconceptions that they have before they're preparing to go in and work with you? Are there any trends there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we work with a lot of customers and we see this as a pattern. One of the main challenges is siloed systems. So in order to improve your business, you really need to have get a good picture of where you are today so you can set your key performance indicators so that you can improve. But having silo systems is really challenging. This is where ServiceNow helps tremendously. And also we have AI applications like process mining, because your KPIs tell you what the numbers are. It doesn't tell you why it is happening. With the process mining, you can really drill down, find where the bottlenecks are, find the reasons. And then AI recommends you how to improve your processes as well. So that's one. The second area that I see is the change management across the board. When companies tackle with big digital transformations, the end finish line always keeps moving. So it's really critical to define what the goal is, right? Write down the mission and then figure out how to organize your group. Find the leaders who's going to be responsible delivering these results. And during the implementation, work with the vendors and implementation partners. Vendors like us, we work really closely with our customers so they can provide input, what they see from other customers, and also inform you about the roadmap. And if customization is not needed, you can avoid this way. And after you go live, it starts all over again. It's not the end. That's the continuous improvement. And the last part that I see is the AI strategy. Customers are always like doing proof of concepts, and many different departments are tackling with many different things. It's a great learning experience, but it is also at the same time you're wasting time. So I think there are three components for the right strategy. Is first, which use cases you need to identify, what use cases I need to solve. Is it a corner case, or is it the 80% of the time I'm going to solve bring big value for me? Once you identify that, then the next step is, okay, should I build or should I buy? To be honest, if it is available out of the box from your vendor of choice, why try to build this? Focus on the things that you can bring your own IP and differentiate your business, right? And the last piece is the governance piece. So at Knowledge, we announced our AI platform, and customers are super excited because they've been tackling with these questions, and suddenly they're seeing their vendor of choice is providing so much out of the box and many tools for them to innovate on top of it. They can really now focus on what they want to build, what they bring their IP, rather than, you know, the things you expect from applications should be out of the box.
And of course, ServiceNow has a reputation for focusing on digital workflows. But what we're talking about today is physical work on the ground. And another quick stat here, deskless workers actually make up 80% of the global workforce. So how does your platform bridge that gap between the digital and the physical worlds of work? Anything you can share around that?
Yeah, definitely. For field service is really important because it's where the rubber hits the road. So we're providing the service at the customer location. But this is really where ServiceNow platform shines. Yeah. So our ServiceNow application is not a third-party app bolt-on to ServiceNow. It is part of the ServiceNow. And ServiceNow platform is one data model, one architecture, suite of applications out of the box integrated, and you can tap into data sources, integrate ServiceNow with anything. So with that, you know, you're breaking the silos, connecting the dots across enterprise, and your resources in the field have the same level of access to data, information, and tools like your employees at the call center or your front office.
And the shift we're talking about here as well, it isn't just about productivity. It's about helping people do better work. And of course, no matter how great the tech is, very often you need buy-in from team members. You need culture change and change management and all that things to get that buy-in from everyone. So I'm curious, from that side of things, the human point of view, how are technicians responding to these changes, and what kind of impact are you seeing on team dynamics and job satisfaction? Because sometimes I think we don't talk about that stuff enough when talking about AI.
I mean, as you know, change is difficult.
Yeah.
Sometimes you face resistance from status quo. So from that point of view, introducing schedule optimization, suddenly taking the freedom, cherry picking away from technicians, sometimes organizations face challenges. From that point of view, we're helping organizations to overcome these challenges. One of the items that we're working on right now on our roadmap is schedule optimization explainability. Traditionally, schedule optimization, you tell, these are my constraints, these are my objectives, and it comes back saying, here is the beautiful schedule for you. And then you show this to technicians, hey, you have to travel 2 hours extra today, or show the dispatchers doing this for 15 years, they start poking questions. Why Jane got this job, Joe didn't get this job, I would assign this way. Unfortunately, there is no place for them to go get the answers, right? Unless if you're willing to go to the log files. So by bringing agentic AI, we're bringing the conversation. So you can really get the answers for your questions. And in fact, with agentic AI, it can provide you recommendations if you want to take different action, right? If you say, hey, I really need to say send Jane to this job, but my SLA will go down 15%. Well, then agentic AI will come back and give you recommendations, maybe give overtime to Jane or change the schedule this way, and they can take actions. So that is the response people are like, hey, help me out. The other part people love is that, you know, technician job is difficult. Most of the time, break fix. They're under stress. So the last thing they want is surprises. Last thing they want is to manually searching for information. So this is really helping them. One of the other thing that we demoed at Knowledge last week in field service is job closure agentic AI. So you're a technician, you're at the customer location provided the service, and there's a diagnostic UI on your device. You can take a picture, and agentic AI extracts information, fills the form for you, and check if there's any follow-up needs to be done. If it is, it can create the follow-up appointment with the customer and create the work order. And also, if parts needs to be ordered, go ahead and order the parts. So multiple agents are working for you, and ServiceNow Orchestrator is supervising the entire end-to-end process. From a technician point of view, when they see these kind of results, they're really understanding that the AI is there to help them, not there to replace them.
Love that. As you mentioned, we're talking today the week after Knowledge 25. And for anyone that missed any of the announcements coming out of the event, what was the key message that ServiceNow was bringing to the table about the future of field service at Knowledge 25? And ultimately, for all the attendees that walked away there, what should businesses be paying close attention to right now?
Oh, there's so many announcements. I'm afraid I might miss some of them as well, but the main center point was ServiceNow AI platform. Yeah. So we really wanted to give the message that it is a purpose built for AI agents to run on this platform, right? So with that, multiple new modules announced. One is AI Control Tower. So as a management team, you can see how many AI agents working for you. You can see the business outcomes. And then underlying AI Agent Studio. So this is where you build your AI agents in a conversational manner, no code. You can test them. You can, publish them or retire them. And out of the box, tons of AI agents from every application group. The beauty is that if one missing that you want, you can use AI Agent Studio to create your own. And the other one is, of course, not everything has to be in ServiceNow. Agent Fabric is going to allow you to tap into other systems like, you know, Microsoft and Google, bring those AI agents into orchestration as well. And the underlying one of the tools is you need to tap into different data in different systems. So this is, you know, workflow data fabric. And I think we announced the intention of acquiring data.world as well. So with that, you can easily tap into different data sources, keep the context, and data is really important for AI from that point of view. And I'm sure there's tons of other. Oh, of course, I need to mention we announced CRM. So I'm part of the CRM group. How can I forget the CRM? So we're extending our customer service offerings with sales and order management, field service, and many more industry solutions to address more of the CRM needs as well.
And of course, at any huge event like Knowledge 25, you're going to be talking with so many clients and customers from around the world. And there's the keynotes, the announcements, the show floor, so much going on, not to mention probably back-to-back interviews that you find yourself in. Now you've had a few days to relax and just take in and digest everything that you saw there, the sights and sounds and everything. What did you take away personally? What have you left Knowledge 25 thinking about?
This is my fourth knowledge event, and every year it gets better and better. This year, it was 24,000 people in person.
Wow.
And millions were watching live the keynotes. And the excitement, one interesting thing. So we had our own roadmap session. I was worried that maybe attendance would be low because the last day in the afternoon, it was full house. And at the end, we did the Q&A. One customer is asking question. Before we answer, another customer was answering the question saying, I done it. This is how you do it. So the excitement coming from customers, and especially the excitement around agentic AI, because everybody wants to experiment and use it. They don't know where to start. Suddenly, your platform of choice is providing you so much to use out of the box. And also, you know, it on top, it's really exciting for organizations.
Wow, I think that is a powerful moment to end on. But before I do let you go, we have a bit of a tradition on the podcast. I always ask my guests, after leaving their insights, to also leave everyone listening with one final gift. And that is either a song for our Spotify playlist that means something to them, or a book that they'd recommend for Amazon wishlist. I don't mind what it is, but what would you like to leave everyone and why?
During the pandemic, I picked up playing guitar again. So since then, I always look for songs that I can maybe sing along, which my wife doesn't like it, but maybe play along. So it needs to be simple, but also needs to be powerful. So from that point of view, recently I'm listening, trying to play along with Jack Johnson. So the song I like is I Got You. Sometimes, the song doesn't need to be complicated in order to deliver the message. So basically it says, I got you, I got everything, I got you, I don't need nothing more than you. So it's very simple, only 5 chords, beautiful song. Plus he's from Hawaii. I love Hawaii.
Beautiful. I will get that song added straight to Spotify playlist. And you got your guitar with you today. Do you want me to count you in? Are you going to give a little rendition?
If I were at home, we would do that, but I'm in the office right now.
No problem at all. And for anyone listening wanting to dig a little bit deeper on some of those announcements at Knowledge 25 and some of the big topics we explored today around the technology there, where in particular would you like to point everyone listening?
ServiceNow.com. We have all the information, latest, greatest, and of course, we have ServiceNow University, which just launched, which is a play-along learning environment, so you can get free classes, expert classes, certifications. It's a great resource.
And as I said at the very beginning of our conversation, we're now year 3 since generative AI arrived. And I think a lot of businesses were guilty of sitting on the fence trying to see how this is playing out. But from my conversation with you today, what I've learned is AI is already helping technicians predict what they'll need and how long jobs will take, automating access to resources so they can solve problems on the fly. And of course, streamlining task planning to reduce inefficiencies and delays. There is the ROI right there. But more than anything, just thank you for shining a light and starting this conversation today.
Thank you for having me.
I think what we heard today is a compelling example of AI meeting people where they work, literally. From the technicians predicting what they'll need on site to intelligent systems automating the admin once the job is completed. And once again, this isn't about replacing humans. It's about removing the friction that slows those human workers down. And I think ServiceNow's work in field services is showing how technology can be applied thoughtfully to improve team dynamics, reduce stress, and keep customer satisfaction high. And with tools like the Job Closure Agent and Schedule Optimization backed by Explainability, I think it shows that it's not just about smarter workflows. It's about better work experiences too. So the big question that remains is, how ready are you and your business to put AI to work in the field, not just behind the desk? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Tech blog writer, Outlook.com, LinkedIn, X, Instagram, just at Neil C. Hughes. So keep your thoughts coming in. If you was at Knowledge 25, I'd love to hear your experiences from that and too, and your big takeaways, because this is a dialogue, not a monologue. So I'm very keen to hear your experiences too. So keep those coming in, and I'll return again very soon with another guest.